It may be nearing autumn, but Juneau just got a little greener. 11 years after design work and permitting began, the local electric utility on Monday flipped the switch on phase one of the Lake Dorothy Hydro Project and boosted its hydropower capacity by 20%. Officials with Alaska Electric Light and Power invited reporters to visit the site yesterday, and Sutton went along and filed this report.
From Juneau, it's about a 20-minute helicopter ride to Dorothy Lake, tucked back among the mountain goats along the east bank of Taku Inlet. 3.5 miles long and the color of copper patina, it's the highest and largest of three lakes whose waters cascade down a craggy gorge to the beach. Engineer Scott Willis has a job title for this pristine mountain lake.
It came to my mind earlier this week that Lake Dorothy is a diesel avoider, a diesel preventer.
Diesel's not just dirty, it can be expensive. Juneau residents became acutely aware of the cost twice in the last 2 years when avalanches cut off power from Juneau's main hydro facility at Snettisham. The town was forced onto backup diesel generators at a time when fuel prices were sky high. Willis says it would have been a different story if Lake Dorothy had been online.
When I'm running Dorothy full blast, that will offset about 30,000 gallons a day of diesel. But I figured that if we had had Dorothy during the first avalanche, we would have used 40% less diesel. So it's a significant amount.
AELNP's long-term plan is to build a tunnel directly from Dorothy Lake to the powerhouse, but that would provide more power than Juneau currently needs. So they built a shorter tunnel, tapping Dorothy about 140 feet below the surface, and put what Willis calls a faucet on the end. The tunnel's not in use now because water's spilling over naturally.
We want to have water going down in the wintertime, so we tapped Lake Dorothy, put a faucet on the end of that, and when we want water in the wintertime, we'll open that faucet and water will cascade down this same waterfall into Louis, into Bart. And at Bart Lake, that's where we pick it up. We put a small dam at Bart Lake, and that's where our penstock or steel pipeline that's going to go all the way to the plant, that's where it is. So we just use the natural flow of the lake down into these lakes, and we pick it up at Bart. And that gives us the amount of energy that we can effectively use here in town and resulted in a project that was easier for us to pay for than if we had come all the way.
The project's construction costs totaled about $70 million, more than $20 million over what was expected when construction began in spring of 2006. Project engineer Corey Hildebrand says a lot of problems were unforeseen. They had to halt work at the powerhouse while eaglets fledged in a nearby nest, and bad weather forced delays at remote sites.
Fuel costs went up just when we were building. Material prices went up. Give you an idea, when we estimated the job, the transformer cost about $200,000. When we bought it, it was almost $680,000. Huh. Copper prices just hit the market at the wrong time.
Utility customers will pay for the project. The company will file for a rate increase next spring. President Tim McLeod says it could amount to a couple of cents per kilowatt hour. But he says Lake Dorothy will greatly reduce the need to use diesel generation, and that will keep rates down over the long term. Completion of the project is good news for Greens Creek Mine on Admiralty Island and Princess Cruises, who purchased surplus power from the company and will now suffer fewer interruptions. McLeod says the project would not have been financially viable without the Greens Creek connection.
The Greens Creek thing was really almost a miracle to Juneau. It's something that utilities don't normally have that kind of a load to help with these projects.
There wasn't a lot of fanfare when the project went online this week. Hildebrand says they shared a little cognac, but the company is planning a formal dedication this spring. In Juneau, I'm Ann Sutton.